Now, a young person's struggle to find work can turn into an advantage for the Peace Corps. That's the government program that sends young people overseas to volunteer. The Peace Corps saw an 18% jump in applications last year. The Peace Corps actively promotes itself as a good choice for people who want to start careers in government. Here's Chuck Quirnbach of Wisconsin Public Radio.
Last night on the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee campus, recruiter Daniel O'Rourke touted how Peace Corps volunteers re-entering the U.S. can get a break on applying for some federal jobs.
It essentially means that in some federal jobs, you're going to be able to cut in line and you'll get some preference throughout the hiring process.
Peace Corps volunteers aren't paid a salary, but they do get their basic living expenses covered, as well as health insurance and other benefits such as $6,000 when they leave the Corps. It's enough to interest some college seniors worried about the job market. Students like international studies major Carly Nichols.
You know, it seems like it might be difficult to get an entry-level job, so trying to find some other way to get experience.
The Peace Corps says that only about 25% of applicants were selected last year, but the Obama administration is proposing a 10% increase in funding for the Peace Corps next year, and the Corps says that might allow it to add more positions. For NPR News, I'm Chuck Quirnbach in Milwaukee.